What's up? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Complex in hip-hop circles, and this is the Escape Artist Podcast. And just wondering, man, how you guys doing? I'm doing okay. You know, working, hanging out with the missus, doing all the normal starving artist type of things. Not quite starving, but, you know, working on music, art, and the regular day job as well. And the last podcast I did came out a little bit late in the week, but I wanted to make sure I get it in weekly. So I did a little wrap-up, convention wrap-up thing, had some bumps and things with recording another podcast, and that one didn't work out. And then, you know, I had to kind of scramble to get another one in, and, you know, it is what it is. So just so hopefully you enjoyed that wrap up. It was, you know, kind of went through the a list of all different people I talked to and stuff, and it was pretty cool. I went to Kineticon, so it's a convention, kind of like a gaming / comic book / anime convention. It's pretty cool. One thing I noticed is there's a lot of conventions in my area. There's another one called Comic Con, but it's like C-O-N-N, so it's like for Connecticut. So that one's a really good one. I went there last year. I'm hoping to go there this year. It's a little bit of a haul. I got some other conventions coming up. There's this one called Camp Anime coming up, and there actually was an opportunity to table there for free, which it kind of sucks because that's like such a good offer. I want to take them up on that, but at the same time, even if it's for free, it costs money to print up books and to drive there. There's another one that's kind of a haul, so it's going to be a little tough to try to table there. Plus, I think it's like a 3-day con, and it's tough to sacrifice that much time, especially when I don't even have any books printed at the moment. But, you know, maybe I'll go visit, check, scope it out, and then maybe next year I can do it if they do it again. There's a bunch of other conventions, like little trade show conventions in different areas. Some are closer. Trying to get to those. There's this other one called Paint and Pixel that's coming up. That's one that I actually applied to. That may hopefully be my first convention. I went there last year. I loved it. A lot of indie stuff, a lot of artists. It wasn't just focused on comics, but it was 90, maybe, I don't know, 70-80% comics. It was a lot. But it was all pretty much all indie people. So that was really cool, and I had a lot of good conversations there, good experience, so I definitely am looking forward to possibly tabling there as my first convention to table at. So it's also a one-day event, so I don't have to, like, try to make time for, you know, a full weekend type of thing. I don't know, I might have to work my way up to something like that, because see if I can start making some money at these cons, because if I can, you know, at least make a little profit, you know, it would be a little more worthwhile going to a longer convention. Definitely not really quite interested in doing like New York Comic Con yet, but it is something I'd be interested in. I'm probably going to go just to go. We're most likely going to be able to get free press passes, so I'll go there, and Jamie Gamble's going to be there, and I've been working on a comic with him, so it'd be nice to actually, you know, meet the guy in person. That'd be nice. And I think Jonathan Rector is going to be there as well, and I talked to him a lot online and stuff, and it'd be super awesome to, like, meet some of these people who I've only talked to online. So yeah, the whole, I guess, Comics Tribe crew will be there, it seems. And you know, I'm sure a lot of other people, I don't know, last year a lot of the Webcomic Alliance people from the Webcomic Alliance podcast were there, Don and who are the other guys? Ken Drab and I can't remember everybody's name, but yeah, they were there. It was cool to meet them. That'd be cool if they're there again this year. And you know, there's just tons of artists that go to New York Comic Con. It's, you know, what is it, like the second biggest convention or something, like in America? I don't know. It's pretty big. It was huge. We went there and we were like, it would take, just to get from one side of this big convention hall room to the other side, it would take like an hour just to walk. Like, we had to go, there was one point I had to go to the bathroom, and like, it literally took me an hour to just get to the bathroom. It was crazy. But it was awesome. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to checking that out again and reporting back on what happens. So yeah, convention season is in full swing, and you know, it's definitely awesome getting a chance to talk to some people, network. And once again, as I said on the last podcast, if you need some good sound advice on tabling and trying to make a profit and stuff, definitely go to leanintoart.com and grab that workshop by Tyler James, the Absolute Consense workshop. I'll put a link in the show notes again. Definitely worth the time and money to check that out. So yeah, all that aside, what's going on right now? What's the news for Mr. Marshall? Well, there's always a lot going on, it seems. I try to make some progress every day, at least a little bit. Maybe send an email or a couple emails to different people, or you know, make an art card or something, post up a blog. Always trying to do something. It'd probably be better if I had a plan and some goals, but I guess I'm not in that stage of development yet, because I don't have a clear focus yet. I'm still trying to wrap my head around what can I focus on, you know? What is my business going to be, you know? I want it to involve art and music somehow. But one thing that I'm learning is I just recently downloaded this book, The $100 Startup by Chris Guillebeau. And it's a new book. He's pretty well known for his blog, and for, I guess he has this big event that he does each year or something. I don't know too much about those, but I've heard about him often on a lot of these business podcasts and marketing podcasts and stuff. And, you know, a lot of people were recommending his new book, so I checked it out on audible.com and listened to it. I listened to it once, and I've been going back and re-listening to selected chapters and stuff, trying to kind of get that stuff to sink in and hopefully translate it into something usable for the things I'm into. So yeah, one of the big things that he does talk about, and this is no secret, I'm not spoiling anything here, I've heard a lot of other people talk about this concept, but one of the big things he talks about is like, not necessarily all passions are like good business ideas. And you know, just because you're passionate about something and it's a hobby you love, it's not necessarily going to make you any money. And I notice a lot of people in the comic industry and in the music industry, from what I've seen and talked to people, independent people, you know, everybody seems to be struggling, or at least it's not coming easy to most people, 99% people probably. But it's gotten a lot easier. And basically, you know, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to, what he suggested in the book was, you have to combine something you're passionate about with something that is useful to the world, basically. You have to find a market, and it has to be some kind of mix of the two, which is kind of common sense, you know. I mean, long before I ever heard of this book or this guy, I've kind of thought of things like that, you know, trying to figure out something. But I think a lot of us focus on, all right, I want to make a webcomic and see if I can, you know, drive traffic to my site and make some money with AdSense or, you know, one of these affiliate things. Trying to think of the one that the comic people use a lot, but I'm sure you guys know what it is. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But, you know, that's a lot of people's plans. Other people create products, you know, basically they make comic books and they sell them right directly off their site. People are trying to do like ebooks and digital downloads and stuff, you know, and those things are awesome and great, and I think that is a good long-term goal, but I don't, you know how effective it is. You know, it's not a very easy startup to make real progress in making money. And one of the points he even said in the book is, you know, if your business isn't making money, it's not a business, you know. And it's true. I mean, I've done a lot of work trying to get stuff going. And, you know, it only makes a little bit of money here and there. It's definitely, like I've said before, it's still in hobby land, I think. I'm trying to get it out of hobby land, but, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and stuff, which is fine. I'd rather work hard at something I love and than either sit around and waste away or work in something that I'm not interested in. So I'm working hard at it, but I feel like there's some other possible avenues. A lot of people go like the illustration route. I've talked about this stuff before, but you know, I'm thinking of like, how can I combine something that people actually want or need with art, comics, stuff like that. So yeah, been thinking about that. Let's see, what else? Some other updates. The Lean Into Art feed for their podcast. This week they updated with, I think, 4 shows. One was Lean Into Art. The other one was a Polytechnic cast from Rob Stenzinger. And then a Thunder Punch Daily, special Thunder Punch Daily. They were talking a lot about kids read comics and stuff, but they had some other things going on, and definitely some really, really good content out of that. I also got a couple plugs out of that, because Rob was talking about the podcast where I responded to his podcast, and so that was really neat, little plug there. And then I also got an email from, Rob and I have been emailing each other a little bit about possibly doing a show together on the Polytechnic cast. So that, look forward to that. That's coming up soon. Let's see, what else? Oh, the Monster Mini. I should be talking way more about that on this podcast, because it's coming close. I got less than 2 weeks here, it seems like. It's time to get that thing done. As I said on the Comic Projects group, this comic isn't going to make itself. So a lot of people have gotten theirs done. A lot of people are bringing it right down to the wire, like me. But let's see, I got, I think 9 pages penciled, 8 or 9 pencils paneled, pages penciled, and, then I've been I haven't had a lot of time to really sit down and figure out how the pages are going to lay out. So instead of working on pencils, I've been, you know, as time permits, when I'm hanging out with friends or family, I at least sit there and, you know, try to ink the pages I do have. So I got, you know, a few more pages inked. But this weekend is kind of a big deal. I'm going to have to, like, literally, like, not go on the computer or something and just, like, sit down and force myself to finish this thing. It'd be nice if I could get all the inking and penciling done this weekend. That's kind of asking a lot. That's a lot of work. But if I can, that would be super awesome. Then all I'd have to do is kind of put it together digitally, make whatever corrections. I still have to do the lettering. So, you know, I'll have to do that. And then I still haven't made a cover, so I got to do that. But that's kind of a fun thing I can kind of just do. And then it's the printing stage. And I think what I'm going to do is put... I saw how Ryan Wheaton was doing it from DrawRyanDraw.com. And he did it like quarter pages. So he laid it out. So basically there's two... There's technically, let's see, 16 pages per one like regular computer paper size. Front and back, that would make... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 pages, I guess, technically. So that would kind of be a good way for me to do it, I think, to lay it out and keep it somewhat cheap, because it's going to cost a lot. It can't cost as much as it cost me to do the last one. The last one, I had color in it, so that cost an extra amount of money. Plus, it was only 4 pages front and back. Per, you know, piece of paper. Then I needed it to get it all cut down and stuff like that. So, you know, it actually ended up costing, like, you know, $40 to do 20. I think I spent, like, $70 or $80 just to print them up and then send them out was more money, which, you know, I just don't have anywhere close to that money right now. So, you know, I'm going to try to keep it simple. And then, you know, I could always republish it at another time. Maybe I'll throw color into it and stuff and make it like a really nice book. And then I, you know, probably sell it or something. We shall see. But for now, I'm keeping it simple. So yeah, got a lot of work left to do. And I got about, I have 2 weekends left, which that's the bulk share of the time that I have to work on stuff like this. I can do stuff during the week, but it can be tough to squeeze time in. So we shall see, but it's definitely coming down to the wire with the Monster Mini. Let's see, what else is there? There's a lot of topics I want to talk about. I know what I wanted to talk about. What I wanted to talk about was Jamie Gamble from jamiegamble.com had a post this week called How to Win Comic Book Friends and Influence People, I think it was. It's something to that effect, but basically, you know, it's kind of a like a take on the old Dale Carnegie book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And it was just, that's a clever title, and, you know, it was just interesting to hear his thoughts on, like, some of the most basic things that transfer over for comic book marketing in the internet age. And it's really simple stuff. Some of the best things you can do with all this is... You know, it's a lot of just being, like, simply saying thank you or something when somebody maybe retweets something or post something that has to do with your stuff, or repost something, whatever, you know, simply saying thank you is kind of a big deal. I know it's not necessarily going to get the hordes to come and buy all your stuff, you know, necessarily, but basically the idea, and this is something I've been thinking about a lot, the idea that just simply being a good person, in general, on the internet is a pretty good idea. Even if you're just doing it for the sake of marketing, which, you know, that can actually only go so far, because I think authenticity is really a big part of it. People can see through when you're just doing it for trying to get money and stuff, and you know, we should do it because we actually do feel those ways. Like, if, like, there's a lot of times, you know, I'll email somebody or something, and I'll be like, oh, I really like what you said on this, and, you know, I'll say stuff like, oh, well, you know, your podcast is a big deal to me, you know, I'll kind of, almost kind of gush sometimes, and it's not, like, I think sometimes people feel funny when you gush towards them, and I'm not, like, trying to, like, do it on purpose, but I can't help it. Like, I literally am that excited about it, even more. Like, I'm holding back. But I get really excited about the things I'm into, obviously. So does everybody. And I want to express it to people. I want them to know how much I'm really digging their stuff. And I don't know, I just want them to know that they're, you know, they're doing something right, you know, encourage them, you know. But sometimes it comes off, sometimes I might go a little too far, even though I feel like I'm holding back, because the response you get is sometimes small, you know, and you kind of feel like maybe you just made that person uncomfortable. And I try not to do that if I can help it, but I have in the past. I'll have to admit I have done that, you know. And, you know, I think that's something I'm learning too, like I said, is, you know, yes, show the person appreciation, but, you know, don't make them uncomfortable, because that's going to leave a bad taste in their mouth. And kind of, it's like that obsessive thing that I was talking about a couple podcasts back. You know, if people feel like you're being kind of obsessive about something, it kind of turns people away. And I don't think that's, you know, a main part of my personality, but when I do get excited, sometimes it might come off that way. But, you know, so that's kind of how that works. But, you know, it's funny, like, when people show appreciation about my stuff, I've had times where I felt a little uncomfortable, but, you know, that's the thing. It's really tough. Make sure, like, if somebody does say something nice about your stuff, you know, make sure to respond with more than just, like, thanks, you know. I mean, obviously, if somebody just retweets your stuff, or, you know, says something really short and quick or whatever, you know, sometimes just thank you is okay, you know, that's fine. But, like, if somebody takes the time out to send you, like, I don't know, a 3-paragraph email or something talking about something you did and they're excited about it, you know, take the time out to respond back to them. I'm sure they're just as busy as you are, you know, and they took the time out, and they really wanted to show you appreciation. The fact that I or anybody has, even anybody listening to anything they say, you know, you should be grateful, you know, I think. And, you know, I don't understand. I understand people are busy and they can't, like, spend a lot of time on a million different emails and stuff. But, you know, you do have to kind of figure out what you're going to, you know, kind of learn how to manage it all. You can't just sit there and pander to your audience to the point where you're not even creating anything anymore, you know, obviously. But, you know, more than just a little, oh, thank you. Or sometimes people don't even respond. That's bad, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to put any judgment on anybody. I'm not saying even that anybody did this to me recently, but I have in the past had that happen. I'm not even saying in the comics industry necessarily. I mean, I find a much more warm welcome and just community within the comics industry than I ever did in the music stuff, you know. But, and, you know, even if somebody were to do that, I'm not going to, like, discount them totally or anything. I understand people are busy. I understand why people don't answer back or whatever. But all I'm saying is for you and for me, you know, let's make it a point to engage, you know. If somebody spent time to talk to you, you should engage back with them, you know. I think it's only that's the least you can do, you know. So, and honestly, that's also a way you can stand out, you know. I mean, I'm not saying you're just doing it to stand out. Be authentic, be truly, you know, grateful for those people. Don't take them for granted. But, you know, be authentic with it. But, you know, just somebody who responds, it is kind of rare, you know, when somebody actually responds with a little bit more than just thank you, you know. And that's one way you can stand out, you know. If you're one of those people who actually engages with the people who talk to them, you know, or email them, or make a comment on their blog, or, you know, you go the extra step to make sure that they understand that they're appreciated, you know, that goes a long way. Another thing Jamie was talking about on his blog, and that I'm thinking about, is, like, you know, buy other artists' stuff. That's one quick way to get on the radar of people. You know, I mean, you'd be surprised. And I don't just buy stuff because, like, I'm trying to network and stuff. I buy stuff because I really want it. Like, I'm not going to buy your stuff if I don't like it, you know. Sometimes I might, just to be nice, like if I'm on a convention and it's like a cheap thing, you know, and they sat there and talked to me for a minute, and, you know, yeah, of course I'm going to try to support. Like, I'll support you just because you're an artist. But, you know, do it out of that, you know, intention, because you want to support people. And, you know, but that, you know, that is one thing, you know. Don't just, like, get into this community and try to take. It's more about giving, you know, giving and helping other people in any way you can. Like, you know, sometimes people put a question out or something on Twitter, and it's like, you know, they'll ask a question, oh, does anybody know of a good, I don't know, tutorial or something, or a good resource for this or this or that. You know, a lot of times you might not get people might not get a response. I've sent stuff out and not gotten responses. I've sent stuff out and gotten a lot of responses. But, you know, that's an opportunity right there. You know, if you just already know something about that, you know, because the thing is, like, I'll put out a thing, like, does anybody know a good tutorial how to, you know, draw something on the bamboo or whatever, and it's not that I can't go and Google it myself and go, like, YouTube it myself or whatever, but, like, I'm asking a community who I know is already watching that kind of stuff, and maybe they, you know, you can spend a lot of time on YouTube and find a million tutorials on something, but, you know, half of them kind of suck, you know. A lot of them, you'll spend a lot of time trying to find something specific, and, you know, it might teach you one thing, but it's not really hitting the point of what you're looking for. So, you know, you might be able to say, oh, well, I happen to know of this one, or, you know, oh, I have tutorials on my site that I've done, you know, or something. I mean, I'm not saying you should do that and plug your own thing, but all I'm saying is you might have something to make it a little bit easier for other people. And, you know, people will appreciate that. You go and buy somebody's thing, even if it's just a small purchase, and people will remember that. You'd be surprised, you know, and or maybe you could do like a trade or something. You know, people, that's a good way to do things. I don't know. Anyways, I guess I kind of overemphasized that point, but you know, support. Let's support each other. There's a lot of ways we can support each other and help each other out. You can do things that are free and help people, like I said. Like, say today, like, I was listening to a podcast and somebody was kind of wondering about a specific thing of how it could help them, like, what are some ideas of things they could do, and I happen to have an idea in my head, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure I email this person, because one thing I think is a really cool idea, and I think that they would benefit from it, you know, and that would be really awesome to see them grow because of something I suggested, you know. But even that, you know, but there is the whole network marketing thing in there too. So just be involved in the conversation in as many places as you can be. Facebook groups, Facebook, just in general, Twitter, you know, that. Go on Twitter and search for certain things that have to do with what you offer on your website, and then go and, you know, when you see people maybe asking a question, whatever, you know, go help people out, you know, suggest things to people. You'd be surprised how much support you'll get when you start supporting other people's stuff. Another idea I heard on 48 Days podcast, that's pretty cool, and I'm trying to get more into and implement more, is if you put out a blog, go and comment on 3 other people's blogs. Try to give more than you put out there, you know? You actually get a lot of benefits from that, like just learning by reading other people's blogs. I mean, that's huge. You know, there's a lot of I've taken some college courses and stuff here and there, but not like I've never gotten a degree or anything, and but I get a lot of education through blogs and podcasts. That's like my education, that and like audible.com. I listen to a lot of audiobooks, and I'm trying to use it, and so that's one thing. You're going to benefit anyways just by reading the person's blog, but if you take the time to read somebody's blog, you know, comment on it if you can. If you have something to say, I mean, don't just comment on it and leave a link and, you know, expect people to, you know, even ever go to your site. You know, that's not the point. The point is to be involved in the conversation and be helpful towards people. So yeah, there's a ton of other things. There's a lot of other stuff in Jamie Gamble's blog that he wrote. So definitely, I'm going to put a link in the show notes, but all you got to do is go to jamiegamble.com. And if you're listening to this, it's probably either the last blog post he's put, or I'm sure it's only 1 or 2 or 3 down. You know, so go check it out. It's called How to Win Comic Book Friends and Influence People, something like that. I can't remember what he used for comic book friends, if that was exactly the term he used or not, but yeah, go check that out. He's also he does these, like, sketch cards and stuff. And I have to admit, like, I was a little influenced, like, I've been doing sketch cards and stuff a lot lately. And partially that was influenced by him because I saw him putting it out there. But also, I mean, I'm already into sketch cards and it's just a quick way to kind of get some work out there and practice and all that. But I went on his site and I bought one of his sketch cards. He had a Hulk one that was really cool. And, you know, it kind of inspired me when I bought that to go and make some for my own site and try to sell them and stuff. But yeah, go grab one of his sketch cards. They're really cheap and, you know, it's a good way to support. And, you know, you're getting in on the ground floor of somebody who I think is, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be, like, super famous. You know, I hope the best for him. Maybe he will. That would be cool. But he's a good writer, and he works really hard at his craft, and, you know, he's just a good guy from what I've seen of him now. So go support his stuff. He's got some cool sketch cards there. So yeah, that's just a little plug for him. So that's about it. I just wanted to give you a little update. Talk about some things that have been on my mind, and that's about it. So we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. Come by my site, plexhop.com, for more info on the podcast or just anything else. Commissions are still open, you know, whatever. Just come by and say hi, email me. If you have any questions or anything, you know, any comments on any of these shows, feel free to email me. There's a phone number on the site as well at plexhop.com. You can call that and leave a message. It's a Google number, so it's not, you know, I'll get a notification on my phone, but it's not something I can answer or anything. But I will, you know, answer it here on the podcast, or I'll just email you or whatever, you know. I'm an approachable guy. And I just love talking to all you guys. You guys are awesome. And the response to this podcast, I've only been back up and running for a few weeks now. And the response is tremendous. And I really appreciate it. And I'm not just saying that to market myself. So, anyways, thank you very much again. And I will see you next week on the Escape Artist Podcast. All right, bye.